Well, Dean, an eventful game. What are your thoughts about it all?
Well, I'm disappointed with our performance, to be honest. You know, we didn't deserve to win with the amount of big chances we gave away to them. Defensively, we weren't great. On the ball, we weren't great. I thought first half we were okay, elements of the game. We controlled the ball for periods. Wheelo got the other side of their number 10. But every time we turned the ball over, you know, we weren't aggressive enough with our rest defended, and they put the ball over the top of us and created a chance, and they created numerous chances like that, and it was, you know, a straightforward ball over the top which we didn't deal with. And yes, I know we've been struggling a little bit with the back four, and you know, we've got three right backs out of four playing there, you know, at the moment, but we certainly have to deal with that a lot better.
Could have nicked it though.
Yeah, we could. I mean, listen, they've had big chances, but we've had big chances as well. John McGinn, you know, has had a chance with a header from 5 or 6 yards at the start of the second half, which could have, you know, put us 2-0 up. And then Beebe's had the one at the end from a yard and somehow managed to put it over. You know, I think if we scored either of them, then, you know, we would have gone on and won the game. But you have to give credit to them. They deserve to score a goal with the chances they had. You know, they started the game well, where, you know, I think Ian's spilt a cross and they've hit the crossbar. You know, Anwar's had a really good chance where he's put one over, and then they've got him behind us again, and Ian's made a wonderful save in the first half. But they got him behind us too many times today from straight balls, and they're very much a counter-attacking team. You know, they get it and put balls in behind you very quickly for willing runners, and we didn't deal with that well enough.
Is maybe a factor of the game so close together that the performance was not what you were looking for today?
Yeah, probably. You know, we haven't had loads of time to recover. It's the same for both teams. And, you know, as I say, I thought on the ball first half, and I thought we got Glenn out a number of times as the holding midfielder, and we looked to advance up the pitch. But every time we turned the ball over, it turned into a counter attack, and their game plan was to stick it in behind us for Barkhuizen and the boy on loan from Man City up front, and it became a handy tool for them, and it's something that we have to defend better.
Off the field, Tommy Elphick coming back again, just explain that to us.
Well, I've just said we've got three right backs playing in the back four at the moment. You know, and Chezzy's had a grumbling knee for a while, so you know, he's been soldiering on. So our only fit centre-back has been playing for Hull City at the moment. So, you know, it'll be nice to have him back, and we've exercised the option to bring him back, and it'll bolster us certainly defensively. And, you know, I think the game, obviously, being a few days away, will come too soon for Henry and Neil Taylor, but they could be back for the Swansea game in the FA Cup. So it's great to have Tommy back. He's been doing really well at Hull City, and he's won. You know, I've certainly kept my eye on you know, while he's been there, although I didn't want to interrupt anything because, you know, there's nothing I could do about him being there. But it'll be a boost for us, you know, having another defender back.
And just finally for me, another game in quick succession now, QPR. And again, you mentioned the performance and the fact that they're all so close together. Is this a time to maybe change, or are you going to leave it alone, or what?
Yeah, no, we'll certainly look at it, see how the lads are. You know, I didn't want to change too much from the Swansea game. The lads trained really well yesterday, looked at them all, spoke to them, and everybody felt that there was good. And, you know, I thought first off they put in a performance that looked okay. You know, so I didn't really see any. And to be honest, we're not blessed with loads of changes in personnel at the moment. You know, we've got three centre forwards sitting on the bench at the moment, you know, so with Tammy scoring goals, it's very difficult. But, you know, we'll certainly look at that for the QPR game now. And, you know, but a word for our supporters, 5,500 travelling up here today is fantastic, and they made great noise. And unfortunately, we didn't give them the 3 points to go home cheering about.